Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Matthew, a few passages, beginning with chapter 8 in Matthew, verses 1 through 3, and I'm reading out of the New Living Translation, NLT. Large crowds followed Jesus as he came down the mountainside. Suddenly, a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him. "Lord," the man said, "if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean." Jesus reached out and touched him. "I am willing," he said. "Be healed." And instantly, the leprosy disappeared. And then out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35, Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. And then, again, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, at verse 28, then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Well, I got to tell you, it was an unbelievable show a couple weeks ago, not just because our younger granddaughter, Ellie, performed in it, although I suspect it would have been rather average if she had not been performing in the show. That's just a thought from an unbiased, completely unbiased granddad. But truthfully, it was an unforgettable, unbelievable evening. It was 2 weeks ago, and it was her school's annual award show. This year, the Rock School of Gainesville's show was entitled The Greatest Award Show and themed mainly around the movie and the music of The Greatest Showman, which came out a couple of years ago. Many of the musical numbers were drawn from that award-winning and uplifting movie. And the entire cast of students, staff, parents, and all those in attendance pulled it off beautifully. The Greatest Award Show that night for the Rock School lived up to its billing as a spectacular evening of music, dancing, recognition of outstanding student achievement, and outreach in the community and beyond for the year, all woven with uplifting messages to embrace for our own lives and challenges calling us to together to have the impact that we can and should have on the lives of others around us. As I said, it was an unbelievable show for many reasons, not the least of which was its call to us to come together with our God-given individual gifts and potential, to strive together and to make a difference together in the lives around us, in the lives near us, and the lives all around the world. A couple of days before the show, Ellie told Linda, her Mimi, that the last song of the show would make her granddaddy cry. My two granddaughters, Hannah and Ellie, both know that I am easily touched and moved by moments, by the ups and downs in people's lives, that I am tenderhearted, and as some would say, I'm an incurable romantic. The song she was referring to is a song from a current Broadway hit musical, great show, entitled Dear Evan Hansen, a song which at first was not even in the musical, but was added later and is entitled You Will Be Found. Its opening lines, which the cast from Ellie's school sang that night, go like this. Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear? Well, let that lonely feeling wash away. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. Because when you don't feel strong enough to stand, you can reach out your hand, and someone will come running. And I know they'll take you home. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground, you will be found. Well, my granddaughter was right. The tears rolled down my cheeks as the song began and continued throughout. And I don't know about you, but I've been there. As a kid, as a young adult, older, even now at times, feeling forgotten, all alone, like no one could hear me, or no one even cared if I would disappear. There were times that I needed to be found, and there are times today that I need to be found. I've felt that way before. Actually, though, I do know about some of you. You've been there too, or you are now, where you wondered if anyone cared, if anyone noticed, or even knew that you existed at all alone, wondering whether you mattered at all, despite all you've done in the world and all the world recognizes you for. You've had those moments where you wonder if you even mattered. The song, You Will Be Found, accurately depicts the story and the life of the leper that we just read about, who came to Jesus one day and asked to be made clean. He was on the side of the road and wondered if Jesus would even see him. He needed to be found. A leper in those days suffered not only from the physically deforming and painful disease of leprosy, but also from the emotional scars of years of rejection and isolation in a leper colony. Nobody ever looked for them. Nobody found them or wanted to be around them, and they felt it emotionally deep down inside, that sense of rejection. He endured the shame of having to ring a bell if he ever dared to leave the colony. It was required to warn other normal people that he had left the colony and he was coming their way. No one wanted to see him. Certainly no one wanted to touch him. The only friends he ever had were other lepers. Yet there he stood, on the side of the road, waiting to be found. He hoped, and asking to be healed. "Lord," the leper said, "if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean." Now you understand, don't you, that Jesus was God. I know you know that. I mean, he could have zapped the leper from a distance so he wouldn't have to get too close to the ugliness or the smell of that disease. He could have said, sure, I'll heal you, but don't get too close. You're really hard to look at, and the smell, oh, wow, it's bad. But he didn't do that. Of course not. Jesus knew the pain this man was going through, and feeling the pain of that man's life of isolation and rejection, in addition to the appearance and pain of that dread disease, Jesus reached out and touched him. It was no doubt the first time that that man had been touched by anyone other than another leper. And in that moment, Jesus healed not only the external physical scars of leprosy that you could see from the outside, but also the internal scars from the years of rejection and hatred that had been heaped upon him because of a disease over which he had no control. In that moment, Jesus found him. Listen to that song, You Will Be Found, again as it ends and as they sang it that night as they closed the evening 2 weeks ago. It's so easy to feel alone, but we're not alone. None of us are alone. Out of the shadows, the morning is breaking and all is new. It's filling up the empty, and suddenly I see that all is new. You are not alone. You are not alone. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground, you will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, because you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around. You will be found. You will be found. You will be found. Is there somebody out there who needs to be found? Someone you know, or maybe someone you just accidentally met, although we know there's no such thing as accidentally or coincidentally. Maybe a friend, maybe a teammate, a spouse, one of your children needs to be found again. Maybe someone who's serving you in a restaurant who's going through a difficult patch. Is there someone out there who needs to be seen, listened to, picked up, remembered, and no longer forgotten? Someone who needs to be found. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's someone you love, someone close to you. Having a difficult moment or season in life, discouraged, defeated. Life, its purpose and meaning has no direction and just seems to be running out of time. Don't know what steps to take next, not sure what's coming around the next curve in the road? Hang on, because you're about to be found. We're all about to be found by the God of all creation. Jesus sees us, will find us, will listen, love, and lift us. That's a promise you and I can bank on. Again, and as the song ends, hold on to this promise. Lift your head and look around. You will be found. You will be found. My friends, in the midst of whatever, hold on. You and I will be found. We will all be found, always and forever, by the God who loves us and sees us. Let me pray for us. Father, wow, thank you for that reminder that in the midst of whatever we go through, and we do, we all do, we have, and we will. Thanks for the reminder that you will find us, that you see us, that you will come to us, that you've got us. Help us to be that for others. Help us to realize and be sensitive to those lives around us who need to be found, who need a touch of your hand, love, your acceptance, your affirmation in their lives. So while we are moving forward, realizing that you've got us and you will find us in our moments of whatever, that we have you to help us find someone else in need of a touch of your hand and love. Thanks for loving us. Thank you for going with us through today and tomorrow and the next day to become all that you created us to be, and to, with you, to reach out to the world to find someone in need. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.